Morning. Oh, it's really, I really like the song. Kind of inspired. It's really a wonderful day. We can gather here and put down everything and just have a moment with God. Life is good. Today we're going to talk about a topic, spiritual integrity. Spiritual integrity is a continue from the last sermon. We talk about the blind, leading blind, and the teacher and the student. So it's all about leadership, about how to live your life for God, for you. Life, sometimes, right, is very difficult and a little bit complicated. It's hard to differentiate it. How is your life so far? Is it good or is it bad? Good in which sense? Good in which way? Bad is bad, or bad is ready to turn around to be good. It depended. Like a tree. A tree could be very blossom, or could be lack of water, or lack of the nutrition and weather. How is your life? Is your life in the blossom side, or is it from the wither side? How to transform or transfer from one end to the other end? Is that difficult? Or is it easy? Today we're going to talk about the spiritual integrity. We're going to cover it from the three angles. Basically, you have to watch for, be alert. Number one, your I. Number two, your D. Number three, your mouth. It's very simple. It's concerned about our daily activity, but somehow it related, it's really concerned and decided how your life gonna be. And through the Bible, we will give three illustrations, three images, which you can see in the daily life. Number one is speck and the plank. Number two, the tree and the fruit. Number three, the word and the heart. So we will cover from these three angles, and may God really bless His word. And after this sermon, we will really know how to maintain this spiritual integrity and how we can live and lead a successful life, a good life in God's eye. So if you have the Bible with you, please turn to the Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. Today we're going to cover the four verses. It's from the passage 41, chapter 6, 41 to 45. And we're going to divide it into the three sections we already talked about. If you have your Bible, you know, turn it on. Otherwise, you can look at the screen. So the Bible says, why do you look at the speck of the sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brothers, let me take care this speck of your eye, when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? And then it comes with the most important, you hypocrite. First, take the plank out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. And he continued, because no good tree bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick fig from the thorn bushes or grapes from the briar. A good man brings good things out of the good store in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil store up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Let's bow our head. Let's pray. Dear Father, we are gathering here today in your name. We are really humbly surrender ourselves into your hand. May you yourself bless your word. Open our heart that us really can understand what you try to say to us. That us can learn the detail from your word and transform them into the nutrition for our daily walk. May your name be exalted. May you be with us. Pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. So we're going to analyze it. The aim is the spiritual integrity. We come out with the three don't do. Number one, don't be hypocritical. Number two, don't bear the bad fruit. Number three, don't keep a sinful heart. So we will cover from these three different angles and derive this importance of this spiritual integrity. Rule number one, from the speck and the plank, we're going to come up with a very important principle when we live our life. Don't be hypocritical. When you analyze the verse, right, it just pop up why, and. So number one is that you look at people, but in the same time, you are not paying attention to yourself. And it's very easy because we can see clear, right, what other people look. But unless we have a mirror, we cannot see ourselves. So it's very easy, but it goes deeper than that. What are you looking at is that compare the problem you have yourself. It's a contrast. It's a relative quantity and quality involved. Speck of the soul dust, according to the Bible, if you go into the original, is identify a very small particle. It's all small like soul dust. When you grind the wood, that's small. They call a splinter of the wood. And the other is huge. It's a whole plank, a whole log, and a large bin of wood. So you have to understand, right? Yes. I don't know, have you have something in your eye that just make you keep tearing and so uncomfortable? Here, intention is good. I want to help my dear friends. Because there's something wrong, right? Make them uncomfortable in their eye. Intention is good. But the problem is that there's something, right, blocking me to do the job I really intended to do. And this is an exaggerating, but that is a true meaning talking about. You pinpoint your hand, right, toward the friend you want to help. You say, do you have something wrong in your eye? But in the same time, right, there's something really covered in front of me. My eye is totally blind to some extent. And this is a situation, right, God is talking about. So what should we do? Because we are blind, so we won't help? No, that was not the intention. Intention first is you have to understand, right, the situation you are in first. So that's how God say, how? How? Can you say to your brother, say, brother, let me take care of that. Take care of your problem, right? But as a matter of fact, right, you have a huge problem of your own. And that's the situation God is talking about. Jesus is talking about. So what's the solution? Bible say, first one, be careful. We skip the hypocrite. We say that there's a two-step. First, very easy, right? Take care of your plank. Then you can see clearly in order to help, offer the help that people need it. That's very important. Don't reverse the process. And hypocrite, right? Everybody knows this word. Because every time nowadays, if Christian be named you hypocrite, then you know something, right? It's really on the way. It's not good. And it's a blend word, right? Together, it's called judging under. And when you apply that mouth, it's kind of like an actor is playing a role. Actor playing a role. But you're not that really actor. You're just playing, right, to become someone you intend to be or you're thinking you are. Most of the common explanation for this is that not being what one appears to be. So you're thinking, right, oh, I really work so hard. I really deserve it, and I'm so good. And when you look at other people, right, you lazy dog, you faceless people, you don't trust God. You call yourself a Christian, but you worry. You call yourself Christian, but you don't worship God. You call yourself Christian, you don't pray. And when you pray, you don't mean it. So what's wrong with that? That's a hypocrite. To some extent, you're acting like a true Christian, a true disciple of God. But you know yourself. Whatever you're working on, right, you lack the faith. You lack of these things, right? You're going to entrust it into the God's hand. And that's what Jesus is talking about. And Jesus said, don't be hypocritical. Remove it. Remove this problem, the big problem. Then you can shine to help the other people because you deal with it. And it's not an easy problem to solve. You have to put all your energy in. You have to plead to God. Plead the Holy Spirit coming down, right, to overshadow you. And make you whole. Then you do the job God wants you to perform. King David also at one time is very hypocrite. When his friends, Prophet Nathan, came to it, told him about this event. One rich man, one poor man. One have a lot of treasure, one have nothing. So the poor man, right, raised a lamb and treat him nice, play with him, this lamb became the major member of the family. And when a rich man have a guest, he want to honor him, but he don't want to take this anything out of his own stocks. So he go and grab this lamb from this poor people and make it a meal to entertain the guest. When the King David heard this, he was really angry. He said, dude, this rich man really had to be punished because he did this act out of no mercy. And he's really angry. Because before he sentenced this, right, he said this rich man must be died. So he sees the fault of the rich man. And he's thinking, right, no, this is not the way. God is merciful. And you have to show your grace. Value system is not based on the accomplishment you have, the possession you gain, or the position, right, you get into. No, they are the net worth, but they don't define your value. Your value directly coming from God. But when you are performing, that affected. And Nathan just directly pinpoint the finger, say, you got a problem there. You see the rich man fall, but you, yourself, right, commit a huge crime, the sin there. You commit adultery, that's already worse, and you also send her husband, right, into the battle, and you ought to be killed by the enemy so you can have his wife. As soon as, right, the key is not only the crime he committed. The key is that when he understood this plank of the problem, right, he immediately bowed down and admit, I have sinned against the law. So maybe he don't know. But some people, right, really have this, right, to point it out. So everybody in your life, you need some help. Every time when God really restore you, bring you back, he wish you can carry out his job for him. And that's why this is important. And sometimes, right, we are feeling so good. We are thinking that, oh, we're really better than other people. So in some sense, right, I'm in the good side. And maybe we don't say it loud, but inside our heart, right? We're thinking we are better. Just like we keep talking about this Pharisee in a parable. He say, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, especially not like those robbers, not like those evildoers or adulterers, or even like this tax collector. It's unfaithful and kind of like the, you know, working for the enemy and collecting the money from us, demanding and even extol our money to some extent. So it feels very good. But according to Jesus, right, whoever really thinking you self-exhausted yourself, you will be humble. But if you come to God, right, with a remorse and humble yourself in God's hand, right, God will bring you up. And that's a promise. So that's why we say, don't be hypocritical. We don't know what's wrong we have unless, right, there's really a mirror, right? God bring his word into your heart. But you have to open your heart first in order to receive it. Take care of those major problems in your life and then help others. Life is not only about ourselves. No. God bless us for a reason. To bring everybody, right, into his kingdom together. And the second integrity, right, the principle, is that don't bear the bad fruit. Why? Because Jesus said, no good tree bear bad fruit, nor a bad tree, right, bear good fruit. Kind of like playing a word game, right? But they have the truth out of that. Because a tree, right, inside the God's word. The tree itself represents a person, right? It talks about his nature, his character. And the fruit, right, is really to demonstrate that character, that nature. So each tree, right, is recognized by his own fruit. So you cannot see yourself, right? But people can see you, how you act, how you show them, how you respond to them, right? To some extent, is showing your nature, showing your character to some extent, if it's not all about it. And most important, right? What are you going to fit yourself? Are you going to fit yourself with a real, general, good food like fig or grapes? Are you going to throw into the bushes, right? And go into that briar, right? And thinking, picking something out of that and eat it. So it's kind of one is nutrition, one is garbage. How are you going to fit yourself? What are you going to fit yourself? They make a difference, right? If you keep listening to the junk, later we're going to talk about it. What are you going to show out? You don't know. Even if you don't do it in the public, but God knows. So like this one, the Joseph, right? He was miserable. About his, when he's age 17, his own flesh, brothers, right, sold him out as a slave. Originally wanted to kill him, but later kill him doesn't really gain any money. So later they saw him, right? And he had to be on foot all the way to the foreign land, into the Egypt, which he probably don't know what's the culture, what's the language. And so he started from scratch, the bottom, as a slave. But God was with him. And he turned and turned and turned. So everybody saw that God is with him. So later, right, he got elevated all the way to almost like the housekeeper, the prime one for his master. Then the temptation came. The wife of the master saying that day after day, right, say, come to bed with me. And that's the day, right, the fruit show. The true nature and the character, right, show. How are you going to perform? And he say, very important there, how then could I do such a wicked things, right, and sin against God? Have you ever really made this kind of claim inside your heart before? I will not do this because it's not and it will not please our God, my God. Have you ever inside your heart at some moment, right, you tell yourself you're going to make a stand. You're going to resist that temptation, right? That's very important. How will you make a stand for God, for yourself, in the good side, in the God side? It's not easy. It's not easy. Not easy at all. Think about when Joseph, right, made this stand. And later, right, he was sent into the dungeon and locked up for a couple of years. There is a sacrifice. There is a price to pay when you make stand, right, for God. Don't underestimate that sacrifice. But if you did, it will show again. God will with you. And that's how it did happen, right? Even he's in the dungeon, God's there with him, always with him. And they will show. And that's a fruit. And people can see it easily. So what's the number three rule principle regarding the spiritual integrity? It's the word and the heart. Most important, right? We have to do some self-cleaning inside out. The song says inside out. Don't keep a sinful heart. Jesus said, why? A good man brings good things out of the good store up in his heart. But on the contrary, an evil man brings the evil things out of the evil store up in his heart. So what are you feeding yourself? What kind of book you are reading? What kind of TV program you are watching? And doing those learning, right? Do you learn not to do those bad things? Or you keep storing them up, storing them up, storing them up, and one day, right, it's bringing up. Guess what you bring up? Jesus said very clear. You bring up what you store in. Consciously or unconsciously, it doesn't matter. It will show. It will show. Yesterday, in our Awana program, right, our topic is about faith. And Uncle Jerry spent a lot of time trying to teach the young children, right, about the faith. And he even willing to take a risk for his life. He wanted to stand on the ball, table that high, and gonna fall him down like a corpse, and let the children to catch him. No kidding. And he's so determined, so decisive, right? Nobody can talk him out. And in later, right, I say, well, maybe we should let the kids standing up and try it out first. But he decide to there, and he's gonna not only face the kids, he's gonna turn and upside down like this. We are so afraid. We don't have his faith. And later, I asked one of the kids, say, okay, what's the lesson today? He said, it's about faith. So I said, do you have faith? He said, yes. Then I asked him, how come? Can you show me your faith? Why you say you have faith? Do you know what's his answer? If somebody asks you the same question, right, do you have faith? How do you define faith? Faith is not saying you sit on this chair, it can hold you, you won't fall. No, that's not the faith about in the biblical way. Biblical way is faith is always toward God, not the world. So if you're thinking about the faith, right, you go into the real world, right? That's just application. It's a fruit to show. But the key is the faith is toward the divine. Especially, right, counting on the word of God. That's a faith. So if God say, don't worry, love God all your inside out, and then love your neighbor as yourself. Even love your enemy. That's the God's word. But God always give you price, target, and the reward, and the reason. Then it's all up to us. Whether we're going to believe it, take it, and become our own. So that's the key. What are you storing inside your heart? Are you going to the internet and searching all the possible solutions for the problem you face? Or you go into the internet searching all the scripture, right? for the problem you face. Same tool, but different result. The more you search the world solution, right, the more problem you're going to face. But if you feed in with God's word, right, pump him up, digest, thinking about that day and night, he will show. Like this. Heart is the engine. It represents your soul, your mind, your strength, your everything, right? And you plug it in. And you show. And the first one is through the mouth, the word you're expressing. Because Jesus said, the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. So if Jesus came,